As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A year or so ago, I was driving up the ramp from I-65 to Veterans Parkway when I noticed a young man standing there holding a cardboard sign. I know it's not unusual for panhandlers to be at those ramps because there's so much traffic there, but this one kind of stood out. He was a young man, maybe in his 20s or early 30s, but he seemed to be very clean and well-dressed. Not like most that you see standing at those intersections that may be homeless or suffering from an affliction of some kind. But he seemed to be just a normal, everyday kind of guy. And as I got closer, I saw that that piece of cardboard he was holding simply had a few words on it that said, "I need a miracle." The light changed and I went on my way. But the young man and the words on his sign have stuck in my mind ever since. I wondered what his story really was and what miracle that he was really looking for. I've driven by there many times since then, but I've never seen him again. But I still think of him when I approached that intersection, and I pray that he received that miracle he was looking for. But it was in the middle of that very ordinary day that God placed on the side of that road someone with a message that I was not expecting. And I was preparing this homily and praying with today's gospel, I suddenly realized who that young man was, for I had just seen Bartimaeus. And I know you've all seen him too, and not just at an intersection holding a sign. You've seen him at work or at the grocery store or the coffee shop. You likely saw him this morning when you looked in your bathroom mirror. Because the truth is, we can all be called Bartimaeus. For in some way we are all weak and wounded, all begging for a miracle, begging for Christ's mercy. And at times, in one way or another, we're all blind as well, blinded by sin, selfishness, pride, or ambition. And we may be lost in a fog of depression, dependency, or addiction, or the never-ending ache of loss and trying to live with a broken heart. And yes, we may have times given in to darkness and despair. Others may have hurt us deeply and pushed us aside. We may have been violated, abused, or bullied. And then we sometimes feel so defeated, we simply sit down with our heads in our hands and our hearts heavy and hurting, with only one thought on our mind: "I need a miracle. Son of David, have pity on me." Beaten and bruised, we pray for a miracle. It is in these times we definitely are all a Bartimaeus. But what should we do in those times of pain, darkness, and despair? First, I think it would do good to recall St. Pope John Paul II, as he told us over and over again, "Do not be afraid." And with that thought in mind, I think our gospel today can lead us all to a place of holiness, grace, and peace. For we must not be afraid to call out to the Lord loudly and repeatedly. Even when others told Bartimaeus to shut up, he continued to call out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And we must not be afraid to trust in God's unending mercy. Bartimaeus' persistence was rewarded. Jesus heard him and responded by saying simply, "Call him." And we cannot be afraid to answer God's call when he calls us. And like Bartimaeus, we should go to him in our poverty, in our frailty, in our weakness, with all our problems and handicaps, with all our sins. It would not have been easy for Bartimaeus to go against that crowd and then literally crawl out of his darkness. But it's not easy for us either. For we are vulnerable before a cruel and heartless crowd that makes little effort to understand our pain. But we must humbly make our way to where we are called, to where God wants us to be. And it's a journey that often means leaving the comfort of what we know and moving into the great unknown. But that is a journey that we call our faith. And we must not be afraid to answer the same question that Christ asked Bartimaeus: "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus answered quickly and without hesitation, "I want to see." And I think if we pause and think about that a little bit, I believe maybe all of us could answer the same way. For we all want to see. We all want clarity. We all want light. We want hope and healing. And we want peace. And those are the gifts that God gave to Bartimaeus. And he offers those same gifts to each of us, if we too would call out to him. And we must find the same courage Bartimaeus did to go against the crowd and the faith to call out to Jesus. He didn't let his hope be deterred by the voices of those who tried to keep him quiet and in his place. And as Catholics today, we are called to shout over the crowd as well. And we must cry out not only for ourselves, but for the good of all, for the salvation of souls. But no, when we call out to Jesus today, the world will push back, just as the crowd tried to silence Bartimaeus. Political correctness, even judges and politicians, will challenge us. But like Bartimaeus, we simply must cry out all the louder. When babies are sacrificed by abortion in the name of selfish desires, we must cry out to Jesus. When destruction, violence, and death occur in our streets and in our cities, we must cry out to Jesus. When our religious freedoms are curtailed by judges telling us that we cannot pray in our workplaces, our schools, or our athletic fields, we must cry out to Jesus. When politicians pass laws and regulations banning the name of Christ on public property or public events, we must cry out to Jesus. And when any business owner is forced to provide services that are contrary to his faith, we must cry out to Jesus. When men, women, and children are in prison, raped, and murders in the name of another faith tradition, we must cry out to Jesus. And when our marriage or other relationship is struggling, and when you don't know where to turn, simply cry out to Jesus. And when you've lost those you love and loneliness consumes you, cry out to Jesus. And when you are truly suffering, you must know you're not alone. Christ, through his church, is here to help. Take advantage of the sacraments, especially reconciliation, and hear Mass, the most holy Eucharist. Cry out to Jesus while spending quiet time with him in adoration and prayer. And if you do need to talk, know that Father Joe or myself are always available to you. And also, many of your brothers and sisters sitting right here in the pews next to you will walk with you and share your struggles. And yes, we all struggle. Our world struggles, for the devil never sleeps. And only in Christ will we find the light that leads us all to become whole and holy. Brothers and sisters, the story of Bartimaeus is the story of us all. It's a story of beggars seeking mercy, of a blind human race yearning to see, but most often lost in the darkness of a cruel and unforgiving world. The story of a people who desperately need a miracle. If we cry out, "Son of David, have mercy on me," and then answer his call, we will see the light, and we will find our miracle. For in reality, it is Christ himself. He is the miracle we seek. I pray today that Jesus will say to each one of you the same thing he said to Bartimaeus, "Go your way, your faith has saved you."